Test 10. Three Crazy Collectors. Bob and Liz.
60-year-old Bob and his wife Liz, 55, have a rather unusual collection of 240 different kinds of love dolls. They are life-sized dolls that they dress up and take on shopping trips. Bob says that he has always been interested in dolls, but his passion really started to develop when he used to buy dolls and other toys for his two kids. He then moved on to buying shop mannequins for a few years. However, it wasn't until he found an online forum about silicone dolls that he realized that that was what he really wanted to collect. With the help of his wife, Bob bought his first silicone doll, Beverly, in 2007 for about $4,000. But that was only the beginning. The couple continued to buy different kinds of love dolls, from cheap blow-up dolls to realistic silicone dolls. All in all, Bob and Liz believe that they've spent around $160,000 since they started collecting love dolls. He admits that he finds most of his dolls attractive, and he considers them a part of the family.
Victor.
Victor owns what is thought to be the world's largest hot sauce collection. His amazing 6,000-bottle collection from around the world includes a rare bottle of Blair's 16 Million Reserve, the hottest sauce on the planet. He keeps his bottles on shelves in the dining room of his home in Arizona, in cupboards and in the fridge. He has been collecting bottles of hot sauce for the past 17 years and is thought to hold the world's record for a private collection. Victor, who works as a staff cook at a well-known hotel, said his most expensive bottle is worth about $900, a one-of-a-kind, and the most he has ever paid for a bottle is $400.
Paul.
If you could measure love in dresses, Paul would probably be the most loving husband in the world. Over the past 56 years, the German-born businessman from California has given his wife Margot 55,000 dresses, all of which he picked out himself. The first 10 dresses in Paul's collection were free. He got them while working in Bremen, Germany. He gave them all to his then-girlfriend Margot. After going steady for a while, Paul and Margot got married. He and Margot loved dancing and went ballroom dancing every week, but Paul wanted her to have a different dress every time, so he kept buying her new ones. Margot never liked shopping, so Paul picked out and bought the dresses all by himself. He would buy dresses before work, after work, and even during work, sometimes coming home with up to 30 different ones. As you can imagine, most of the 55,000 dresses were never worn.